Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny McLean. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Denny McLean. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Dick Houser. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gary Bell. And now, play ball. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump strikes out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a line drive towards third. Wirt reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with McLean covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield takes first base on ball four. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitfield moves to third. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball four. Sims moves to second. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan strikes out. One out. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive towards short. Brown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0 for 1 in the game. Houser takes first base on ball 4. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a fly ball into right field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Lump reaches second base with a double. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lump moves to third. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup takes first base on ball 4. Cash moves to second. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with McLain covering, for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe misplays the ball. That's an error on McAuliffe. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean is 0 for 1 in the game. McLean strikes out. 2 outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Davalillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hauser moves to second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner is hit by the pitch. Hauser moves to third. Davalillo moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lump hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cash hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cash moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Northrup for the out. 2 outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirt hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Whitfield hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sims hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Tigers. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 2 in the game. Freehan hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean is 0 for 2 in the game. McLean hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 3 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Landis pinch hits for Gary Bell. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a fly ball into right field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Hauser moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 3 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Kralik now pitching. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lump hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Cash hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brown for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Trusiewski now playing second base. Mickey Stanley now playing center field. Willie Horton now playing left field. Jim Northrup now playing reef. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Whitfield strikes out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sims hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Alvis hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Northrup strikes out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Wirt reaches second base with a double. Horton goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Tigers. Dick Raddatz now pitching. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-3 in the game. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain is 0-for-3 in the game. McLain is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton pinch hits for Dick Raddatz. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton strikes out. One out. Jim Gentile pinch hits for Dick Hauser. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Chico Salmon pinch runs for Jim Gentile. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trasuski fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.